you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permessant Delay Spray that's been used by over 1 million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax and the average man takes just about 5 minutes. So that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too. And that's why you got to use the Permessant Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm gonna have sex with my chick, if I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm gonna just right away, I'm gonna fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permessant on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permessant.com. That's Permessent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permessant.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I'm back. Real Ass Podcast, baby boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, international superstar Zach D'Amico in the fucking house.
That's me.
What up, kid?
How you doing, man?
Very exciting. Very exciting day. It is with my great pleasure to introduce, after a very, very, very long time, I guess that everyone is very, very excited about the one and only Colm Terrell's back on the show.
What's up? It's been a while.
I knew you were going to do that.
Because you're skilled.
Of course.
I actually thought it was so obvious. I was like, there's no way he's actually going to do that. And then he did like a double switcheroo.
I know, dude. And it worked.
It did work.
And it fucking crushed.
It worked.
I ain't fucking around. We got Waters. We got fucking everything. How many assistants do you have, Tim Dillon?
I wanted these eggs over medium, and they're scrambled. What I want to do right now is I want to just
make Ben eat it.
I want to
make it. He's got to sit here on the table. It's
they're not even
style.
Scrambled. They're like, this is a weird foreign way to scramble an egg where if you're not from America, like the white and the yellow, it's like an Asian egg.
Well, what they do at delis in New York, they take the egg and then they just throw it on the grill and then they mash it.
Yeah, like
it's
the chopped cheese.
It's not a scramble. They're just lazy.
It's not bad though, right, Ben? Shut up and sit down.
That's the problem with the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Is you can't get a good breakfast sandwich anywhere.
You can't.
Literally anywhere else. You go to fucking. are you laughing at me because you think you can? You can't. Not like this.
It's hard to get a bacon, egg, and cheese anywhere else because in LA, if you ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese, people would say, "What's wrong?" They go, "Are you okay?"
Yes.
Like, why are you doing that? Why do you want that?
Are you suicidal?
Yeah.
What's going on?
But when you go to LA, even in Texas now, when you're Texas, you have to go to like a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a novelty. There'll be like a New York style bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich is on the menu, but it's like $30. And
for sure.
That's that. So I am happy to have you back on the show, Tim.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me at Skankfest. I had a lot of fun.
Did you have a really good time?
My favorite thing was when me and Bobby Kelly did the baked beans. We filled a pool of baked beans and wrestled in it.
Yeah.
Because
what's funny is they did it for the love of it. There was no audience allowed. It was just him and Bobby Kelly in a baby pool.
No one even knew what happened.
Oh, Bobby did it for the beans.
Timmy did not come to Skank.
No, but I was kind of bummed because it looked like the best one.
It was the best one, actually. Yeah. And here's what's great about Tim. I love Tim because Tim allows me to use his name in order to promote the festival. The day the festival starts, he sends a fucking heartfelt, like, dude, this is the greatest thing that's happened to comedy. In my mind, I was like, is Tim here already? Like, I'm looking around for Tim. I was like, he showed up early. This is, he canceled the theater shows. That's wild how Tim did that.
I was tweeting. I'm like, this is a great. And I'm like, maybe if I just tweet. I was thinking of just uploading, like, Photoshopping myself in to a photo and just saying everyone was drunk. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah, of course.
I was there.
But a lot of people, the festival is so big at this point that we shouldn't even advertise that you didn't show up. We could have just said you were there and you missed it.
It was a great. I would always go along with that.
Yeah, of course.
I would never. If somebody said to me today, if I bumped into somebody on the street and they went, man, I saw you, it's Gang Fest. It was the most fun I ever had. I'd go, dude, we all say that. It's the best. And then I just keep going. Why tell the truth?
I mean, why even get into the who's and the...
And I felt bad. Next year, I now know that I won't have anything around it.
No,
so I'll be able to just.
Well, I'm gonna book it around your schedule. What? So I'm actually just gonna go onto your website and I'm gonna pick the dates that work for you. If that's okay.
No, that's fine.
If that's okay with you let me know.
I want to go.
First ever Wednesday night Skankfest. Wednesday morning till 4 p.m.
It's in Tim's backyard.
Yes.
It's weird. We're doing it right in Tim's backyard.
Like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, because you're always this idea guy. What's the evolution of it? Like, what's the next thing you want to do? Because I know you. You're like, you just pulled off this massive festival in Texas. That's not enough for you.
No.
So, like, what is the next... You're going to, I heard rumor, and I don't want to talk out of turn. I heard rumors of Vegas.
Yeah.
I heard there's rumors of crazy.
There's rumors. Yeah. We're going to Vegas actually Thursday through Sunday this week to do more location scouting. Nice. So we haven't officially decided yet, but it's only going to grow. The problem is you don't want it to get too big. You want it to still feel punk rock, and you want it to still feel like it's fucking like, oh, you got to be there, and it's exclusive. You know, because the second you make it too...
I disagree. I think you should have it where it's so big that people start to hate it.
Yes.
And they go and they're miserable and they don't see anything. Like, they go and like, they don't really get to see any of the people they like. Sponsored and it's just so crazy.
Budweiser sponsorship.
Yeah, all like major sponsorships.
$14 a can.
It's fucking Budweiser. Schumer. Fucking Anthony Jeselnik.
Hannibal.
Fucking live What the Fuck podcast.
Lewis doesn't get booked.
You're now mentioning comedians no one cares about. You're mentioning comedians you could get.
Yeah, that's actually
true. In a year,
true.
You could get both of them.
I can't get them to call me back. Yeah.
You can't. Wave $50,000. They'll both show up. The point, probably. I don't know. But... The funny thing about it is I think you want to get to a point where you hate it. It's like the Impractical Jokers. They started that cruise. Like, and in the beginning, they're like, we're on a cruise with our fans.
I always hated the Impractical Jokers.
Well,
I love Sal. But the whole time, I've had to pretend to enjoy that show.
The show is stupid.
Jay and Dave showed me that show years ago. Yeah. I was like, this is fucking horseshit. And
it's a dumb show.
And then I met Sal, and for years now, to his face, I'm like, dude, I fucking love the Impractical Jokers.
You say that?
Right to his face, dude.
But he can't even like it, though. There's no way he...
But do you know
like
how the show started? Sal and Murr hit a woman with their car, and she died, and they all covered it up. And they started the show, because Maureen Turan at True TV thought that was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
She thought it was funny. That was the pitch.
She's like, we give them a headpiece. Yeah. This is a fucking television show.
They got that story together.
It's just Sal directing Murr how to bury the body.
Yeah. They stopped production on that show. Recently.
Did they?
Yeah. Anyway, so...
No, they did. Did they?
Oh, they did, yeah.
No, they didn't.
They did, yeah.
What are they going to do?
What happened?
I don't know.
Sounds my rich friend.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They'll start again, I'm sure, but I don't know.
Okay, well...
Practical.
I mean, at what point are they too famous to, like, walk? Because I didn't realize that they were famous.
8 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who the fuck... Like, they're so big at this point that, like, they just show up at places and people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a joke anymore. I think it's an annoyance. I think if you're working like a job at a grocery store, and
like
they
this is just
up,
an impractical television show.
Yeah,
impractical inconvenience.
You're working a job, and like Joe Gatto's like, "Hey, what?" And you're like, "Hey, man,
Joe,
trying to live."
Joe, we did this literally a year ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to feed my family
at the supermarket. Remember?
Yeah, I think they give everyone like $10 that works in the supermarket. Yeah,
no. But look, I'm very happy to have you back on the show, Timmy.
It's great to be.
Let's get our plugs out of the way. I got to talk to you about what's going on. You've been fucking. on Twitter heating up right now. You and Michael Che, we got to talk about that. I got to find out what happened.
I'm shocked. I knew you were so excited. I know you were so excited.
First of all, I asked you to be on the show before you fucking went and beefed with Michael Che. You gave me this gift. It's not my fault.
And it's not even really a beef in the sense of like that we don't like each other. Okay. I think we don't even.
So hold that thought. Yeah. Hold that thought. Calm, Charles. What do you got to plug? Let's get these plugs out of the way.
Check out my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/ColumnTyrrell. You can check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. It's available everywhere you get yourself some podcasts.
And possibly kicking up a column coming in the new year.
We're negotiating right now. I'm negotiating so hard that
I'm fucking doing it live, baby boy. Don't you do what he did. Don't you get fucking too big for your britches and just fucking leave me in the dust.
There's no way I would not do what he did.
It's 100%.
There's no way I would not do that.
That's the path with Gas Digital. If you don't leave Gas Digital for a massive Patreon, you failed. You did not use
us
the right way.
That's the way to do it.
That's the Tim Dillon model. Fuck off, my
Lewis. Tim Dillon.
You can catch me every Saturday night on Saturday Night Live. I am the new cast member.
Zachy.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter is the Ace Spook Show. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys, with Ian Finance, Catalyst Wrestling, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hell yeah. Got some live stuff coming up, guys. Poughkeepsie at the end of the month. Laughing Up Poughkeepsie with the great Zach Amico. We're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky. Lots more dates coming up. But there's a bunch. Go to lewisofskanks.com, Albany, Chicago.
Toronto.
Toronto's coming up in December. Nice. We got a lot of shit happening, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Funny Bones coming up. What else? They put up the other dates. Good. Yeah. I'll be in California, Zanies, Coho's Music Hall in May. Yeah, lots more dates as well coming up this summer. Zach Amico, I'm trying to get you on all the dates, Zach. No more of this Colm Turrell shit. He gets a little too fucking cocky. You bring Colm on the road, it's a problem. Tim, I got to tell you.
What does he do?
You should start bringing Colm on the road.
Why? What does he do?
He's wild. We're going to go through the stories. Yeah, no, we are.
I've never done that in fact.
We're going to go through the stories of what Colm
Lewis
does on the road. I'm sensitive. He's burnt bridges with two comedy clubs that I brought him to. I've only brought him to three.
Did I?
Which ones?
Two?
Make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Yeah, that's it. That's all I need to say. All right, so you burnt bridges with Uncle Vinny's.
Comedy club is a stretch there. All right.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Colm.
I think I can rent a
that's just going playing at an Italian's dinner table. That's just a reasonably just like an Italian who's done
bring your own
well.
Bring your own beer.
Yeah.
Room full of guineas.
Listen to me. Can I just say though? Okay.
Okay, that's fair. No, that is fair. And I did apologize to you for putting was my fault. That was my fault.
What did he do,
dude? He goes there. And he,
I went and had a great weekend. And then
he's killing, dude.
Me,
he kills, dude.
The guy brings me. No. Let me. Hey, I like you. Come back and feature again. And I was like, well,
that's not what happened. No. So his verse. That's adorable. That's your version of what happened.
That's exactly what it was.
He comes out, okay. Colm comes.
Lewis gets lost in the details, but
Colm comes after the weekend. Has a great weekend, okay. The first thing that offends Colm is I also brought my girlfriend to do guest spots.
Which one? It's hard to keep
Natalie,
track.
Natalie, okay. The blonde with the, or not the blonde.
Every 2 weeks, it's another girl. That's, whoops. You don't even know.
The brunette with the
tattooed one. Okay.
The blonde
every 3 weeks, I meet someone
the
else.
The blonde from West Ham. From the Hamptons.
He's like, this is Cameron. I'm like, oh, hello, how are you? Meet James's new mother. Hey.
Dude, hi. James said that. I shit you not. He wasn't even kidding. He had his friend Aiden come over to the house yesterday for a play date. And Aiden asked who Natalie was. He was like, who's Natalie? He's like, oh, that's my dad's girlfriend. And he's like, so who is she to you? And he goes, she's my third stepmom.
It's kind of funny. He gets it.
So
I like that he ranked them.
Yeah. My third favorite stepmom.
Yeah.
She's the middle act.
So if Colm first gets offended because Vinny, I asked my chick to do guest spots. Vinny really liked her, probably because she's hot, you know what I'm saying? But like, right. Whatever it was, he was like, it's Dino. It's not his name is Vinny. Yeah. Uncle Vinny's his dad. So Dino liked her, and so he was like, oh, let's give her more time because I want to see if she could feature. So he ended up taking away 5 minutes from him and giving it to her. And this set the tone for the weekend for Colm, because now Colm's just fucking like...
So I got bumped.
He didn't get bumped. Doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. Tim, you're a professional, and you'll know this. You're like... oh, I get to do less, five less minutes.
I never want to work.
Once you get to a certain thing, you start hating it.
Right.
So you're still adorable, and you're like, oh, I want that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't get all it is.
The best thing ever is when you're doing two shows at a club, and the owner goes, "Hey, can we end a little early on the first one to give the staff time to set up for the second one?" I go, "We can end so early that the staff can go home, do what they need to do there, and then come back."
On the first show, light me at 30, please.
Yeah, I can just run off stage. I don't care.
So, Ben,
is there a problem? He's looking at me like there's a problem. Can you just what's the problem?
Ben can enter at any time.
The tour bus broke down. They're trying to get to Iowa City.
Okay, does it affect the podcast we're doing?
No, that's...
But don't look at me
feel like this... I almost feel like Tim...
He's out of control.
Is this a bit?
I feel like it's a bit.
It's not a bit.
The tour bus broke down. Does he do this on every radio show?
What about the jet? The jet's locked up. Yeah. Will it be ours?
How about the Rolls Royce?
Is Ramsey still making us dinner, or what's going on? Oh, he's fucking caught in traffic.
So the tone is set for the weekend. Calm's just pissed.
How does he take it when you tell him? Does he go like, all right.
No, but listen.
He's not happy. No, this is what happens. Okay, this is really what happens. Okay, so Colin, he's made his peace with this at this point because he knows he's a little cunt. Now, so then
Dino wears an apron walking around. Like,
Dino loves good fellas.
I've never done this room.
And he's covered
it's
in sauce.
It's fun.
It's a great room. It's exactly what you think it is. It's a Jersey fucking room. Yeah, it's BYOB.
It's your auntie's wedding.
Every time you go, they pay you more money than they paid you the last time. It's a fair fucking room. And they start you off hosting. Then you go up and you feature, and then you start headlining. It's one of those rooms where it's fucking old school, right? So Colm comes in, does a great job featuring. He goes, "Yeah, dude, I want to have you back to feature." Colm wasn't offended that he asked him back to feature because he should come back to feature, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let him headline.
He pulls out his book, and he goes, "You're going to feature for Mike Feeney."
Okay.
Now, this is the problem with
Colm. Colm was not happy.
Yes.
He could have said anyone. He could have said fucking anyone.
Doggy.
But he had to do a comic that's less than me?
It's not like he just internalizes this and then goes, I shouldn't be featured for Mike Feeney. Like we all would do. We'd all just walk away like, where am I at in my career? How did I end up here where somebody's telling me that I am opening for Mike Feeney? That's a fair thought.
So what happened?
Tell him.
I just said, look, that's a bad decision because I'm going to bury him. And
the owner, he was like, "Nah, I can't." He was like, "I can't feature him." He was like, "I'm going to bury him. I can't." He was like,
"That's not a reason to get banned, though."
It's not that he got banned.
It was just a bad
attitude. It was awkward, right? Awkward. Like, he still gave him the weekend. Then he comes on this podcast and fucking just trashes the place.
You brought it up, though. And you backed me into a corner where I got very... you knew exactly what you were doing. You fucking went...
You should have heard it.
I wish
we could pull up the clip.
I was being very nice.
I'll book a fucking bar across the street and I'll fucking
and
sell
I'm
it
And I'm fucking
out.
Gonna do it. Point
this
present.
Motherfucker featured for me, didn't bring one person. He posted about it 8 times.
Well, I thought he was talking about...
I
thought he was talking about the cellar when he said that.
No.
I was talking about Uncle Vinny. No. I thought he was talking about the cellar.
No, I would never. I would never trash the cellar.
No,
not yet. Not until they officially say no.
It's fucking
give
wild.
Give me a year.
I was like, it's wild.
It's wild.
No, I brought a fucking whole table of people.
I know.
Actually.
I know.
You know.
And then what was the other place? Oh, you didn't get banned. You just...
Did I? The other place? Where?
No. In San Diego...
Was I bad?
He was just his first two jokes hit. He asked for a drink, and then the waiters come by with a tray of drinks. And he's in a moment. He's just killed like two jokes in a row. And he's just like a cocky Irish bastard. He goes, "And I'll take that drink." And he grabs a drink off the tray. Now, waiters, they balance the trays.
No.
They balance the trays a certain way. This asshole just grabs one drink off the side. The whole tray of drinks spills all over a fucking table of people in the front row. It's the first show of the weekend.
That's kind of
the
amazing.
First show of the weekend.
That's a great bit.
I was, because the guy was like, "Do you want a drink?" And I said, "Yeah." And then we're waiting. And then I get called up on stage and he walked by and I was like, "That one of those is mine. Can I grab it?" That was genuinely how I did it. And then I didn't realize.
So now what do you do after the whole thing falls down?
He fell inside into the green room.
The waiter tumbled into the green room.
The door just closed.
Covered
like
in
that.
Liquor.
And what club is this?
This is American Comedy Company. I'm mortified.
Great club.
Because I'm like, oh shit, this guy's the first minute of his first set of the weekend. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, dude, here's $100. I give him $100. Like, dude, I'm so sorry. Right. He's new. He doesn't know how to not smack. I thought he just smacked the tray out of the guy's hands. I thought he literally went,
so much funnier. I do some hacky Irish joke and go, yeah. Boom!
It was fucking
Who's
crazy.
The new kid? Yeah, no, that was an accident. That was just me being a fucking idiot. Yeah. And then the first time, I shouldn't have put you in a position where it might have damaged your relationship with Dino. That's and right. I did apologize.
Dino loves me.
But I stand by what I said about that fucking
Dino's going to hear Tim Dillon trashing him now, and it's going to be a whole other email.
No, Dillon, Tim wants to play.
He wants to play.
Dillon, will you go to United at Uncle?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
you
not.
Know where Point Pleasant is.
Go do a night at Uncle Vinny's make it up for it.
Yeah.
I will never do that.
110 seats.
No.
BYOB. No fans. Yeah. There's no comedy fans for 50 square miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things about the place. I'm sure it's great.
Me and Zach will be there in June.
Yeah, I've never done it.
I'm going to play across the road.
I would do it in the summer if we all went as like a fun joke.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a fun joke.
A hilarious bit.
I'm not going to make it a thing.
Dude, bring Rogan.
Okay, now we're getting crazy.
Just ironic.
As a joke.
Joey Diaz does it. Joey Diaz lives there, so he just does like a...
Good for him.
He used to do it for a while, yeah.
Well,
I'm sure it's a good spot. I got banned from Governors when I was like early on. It just happens.
Why'd you get banned?
I did a bringer, and then as I walked off the stage, the owner was like, hey, because I guess he wasn't paying attention. He was like, do you have your ticket? You know, they make you show him a ticket that you paid. Show me your paid ticket before you leave. And I'm like, dude, I was on stage. And he was like, give me your ticket. I'm like, I was a performer on stage. And he's like, give me your ticket. And I'm like, bro, I was fucking. I said fucking. I was like, it's fucking on stage. He's like, do you know who I am? And then he went insane. And he's like, you'll never work here again and whatever. It was like a whole thing. And that, you know.
And that
was,
went away. You worked there again.
I worked there a couple of years later.
Yeah, of course.
You just end up going back.
Of course.
That happens. That's almost unavoidable. With misunderstandings, and because people that own comedy clubs are drug addicts and drunks.
Yeah, they're terrible people.
And people that work at comedy clubs are drug addicts and drunks, or ex-drug addicts and drunks.
Comedians are ex-drug addicts and drunks. The whole,
system.
It's just a big pool of scum.
The whole system, is a toilet.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is people are going to get upset with each other.
All right, really quick, guys. Let's take a moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is an online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts.
They've been in business for 20 years. They make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So whether you're a mechanic, you're somebody that works on your own car, or you're an idiot like me who knows nothing about car parts, I have access to all the same price.
Yeah, you don't need to talk to a counter guy who needs you to order their parts. They aren't really sure what you're looking for. They're trying to make a commission or upsell you on shit. Fuck that. You don't need to do that. Go to rockauto.com. There is no promo code needed as their pricing is already that good. Just if you purchase anything, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Once again, that's rockauto.com. Okay, let's get back into it. What happened yesterday, Tibby? All right, so I kind of know what happened, right? So SNL puts out a sketch. Like, you pull up the sketch if you guys want.
I love how Lewis acts like he doesn't have this all planned out. Yeah. He's like, by the way, you could pull up any of the prompts I emailed you
last night. Do you think I'm that organized?
I emailed 30 prompts. You could pull them up if you want.
Bet you
not a big deal.
My team of producers doesn't even know what sketch I'm talking about.
Right.
That's how out of touch they are. Girls, do you know what sketch I'm talking about?
Yes, I have Bitch it ready booth. To go.
They just heard me do it. Yeah.
I have it.
All right, good, go.
Well, that's right. I used to host Fear Factor, and now doctors fear me.
Can you help me, Joe?
Oh, sure thing, Bing Bird. You see, I took Carlos Mencia down. I could take COVID. Oof. Here's some zinc and ayahuasca.
Nice reference.
And some horse medicine.
Why would a bird take horse medicine?
I'm a human, and I took horse medicine.
Can I pause it for a second?
And I'm speaking.
That bird is...
The big bird's the thing that's bothering me the most.
At least you get flushed down the toilet. What the fuck?
How lazy are they with their big bird?
In what world is Joe Rogan taller than
Big Bird? I
know,
the whole thing is fucking...
No, the whole thing is it's just kind of lazy.
And who's the person on the right supposed to be?
Ted Cruz. A.D. Bryant plays Senator Ted Cruz.
Why?
I'm telling you, the wheels have come off.
They're just rolling dice.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
What is going on in this sketch?
Listen, the writer's room, it's state propaganda. What? Like, it literally is people that, worked on Hillary Clinton's failed presidential run are writing these sketches. They're so lazy and bad that people are shocked. I like SNL. I said, and I've defended it, I'm like, I think it's funny. I think it was funny last week. It had a few funny things. I watched sketches online.
It does. Last Christmas was a Christmas sketch that I saw that like, people were posting it like it was cringe. And I was like, it was the one where the mom only gets a robe every year for Christmas. And it was funny. Listen, it made me laugh.
I get in real trouble because I try to make like a nuanced point where I'm like, the show's funny, but the reality is when they do this type of stuff, which is so transparently like this just political low-hanging fruit. Joe Rogan didn't take horse medication. That's been disproven. It's discredited.
Yeah, it's like it's
not.
It's
true.
Embarrassing at this point
it's
to almost say.
It's embarrassing to say.
He has a bag of them, like they're M&Ms.
Yeah, so
like
keep on playing the sketch because it gets.
I don't think I've ever seen Rogan
worse.
Eat.
Things that are horse-like. Today's two sponsors are the letters S and D, as in I can S my own D. Oh my God, isn't this for kids?
No one understands.
All right, so I mean, that was it, right? So
I tweeted that the show, you know, is kind of like lazy, mediocre hacks. Was what I said, because the sketch is not good.
Everyone, bar none, involved in that show.
Well, no, I didn't. I said the show, right? Because I don't mean everybody on the show, but I mean the show kind of speaks with one voice, right?
Yeah.
It just does. And that's lazy. And I know Joe. He's a friend of mine. He did not take horse medication. He's worth $500 million or something. I don't think he's taking animal medication. And it's just, I'm like, dude, I make fun of Joe. I do the best imitation of Joe that's ever been done.
Well, I said that yesterday. I was like, Tim's not defending Joe Rogan or defending the idea of making fun of Joe.
Make fun of him.
Tim
can make
makes
fun of,
Joe better than anybody makes fun of Joe. You do it really well.
It's funny. Ivermectin's funny. It's all funny, right? You could do a Joe Rogan experience sketch that would be really, really funny. I just said that's lazy. And by the way, my Twitter, I don't ever know what gets ignored and what doesn't. Right. That's the way Twitter is. You tweet like 10 things, and then you go to the Cheesecake Factory, and then halfway through, you look at your phone, and you go, oh, man, something either – I've said wild shit about that show, about everything, and people don't care. This one, they cared. I looked, it had like 40,000
– So the tweet went viral, and I'm assuming Michael Che saw it.
He saw it.
And had an issue with it. So Che, who doesn't use Twitter, he uses
right. –
Instagram,
yeah.
So you guys are on different platforms speaking about each other or / to each other because you're both seeing it. Like everyone's sending it to each other.
Yeah. It's all one platform these days, right?
It really is. Like it's just your phone and you're looking at it, but we're convincing ourselves that it's like different houses that you're in.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, very silly. But you're both seeing this. So Che,
what's funny about him is I like him.
Yeah, me too. Che's one of the only famous people in the world who will still come and do shows like Legion of Skanks. I think Che is a good dude.
I agree
and he's
with
funny.
Him on a lot of things, right? Like, I agree with a lot of what he says. What I think happened was that got under his skin, what I said. And he hit back at me and basically was like, Tim Dillon tried comedy, got nowhere. Then he became a media personality. But don't get fresh or whatever. And this is
right
like,
here.
Yeah, I don't care if it's a zillion.
Somebody messaged him that he makes 190K a month on Patreon. I don't care if it's a zillion. I know Tim Dillon. Yeah. He ain't what you think he is. He's a sweet, humble guy who really tried at stand-up, got nowhere, became a media personality because it's much easier, and we're all very happy for him, but don't get fresh, Tim. So let me defend you here, Tim, because this is, it's very, I mean, you've been doing comedy, what, like 12 years, 13
12 years? 12
years, yeah. I mean, that's a fucking, you've had a pretty good, like you did.
I mean, listen,
I'm not going to say you're not fast track, but you've gotten famous at a pace where it's like, no, you paid your dues for a decade.
Yeah.
And very recently you hit something that you got a bunch of fans and you're crushing it right now with stand-up. Tim also, to defend you, is a murderer on stage. You murder on fucking
stage.
Well,
thank you. I mean,
so to pretend
that here's where he's right, but it applies to both me and him. I'm known from a podcast. He's known from SNL. Sebastian Maniscalco is known from stand-up. Nate Bargatze is known from stand-up.
Mm.
So I will give him some credit here. I'm not insulted by saying I'm a media figure. That's not an insult. I don't know if it's true, but I don't think it's an insult. I don't think it's an insult to say it's easier to become a media figure than become a stand-up comedian. Number one, in both cases, that would be very difficult, right?
Yeah.
So to build like an audience, the second biggest show on Patreon, all this stuff.
And everybody literally, so what we do is we try from the very beginning. We all take the acting classes. We all take the writing classes, the sketch classes, the improv. We all start a podcast. We all get on fucking Fox News and do those talking head shows. Right. We all do the VH1 shows, Last Comic Standing, Just for Laughs.
Yes.
Everybody does everything. We all try. And what happens is certain things work. You figure out the two or three things that really work, and you go, cool, this is how I'm making my money, and this is how I developed an audience. And now I get to go tell dick jokes at night, because this is why we all started doing all the other shit we started doing was just so we can go sell some dick jokes at night. So you guys are you're doing the exact same thing, just different engines.
I think if you got to also say you're a media figure if you work at NBC.
Right, right.
You work at SNL. You sit behind a desk. You wear a suit. Your checks come from Comcast. That's media. I have a platform and fans and an opinion, so I don't think it's outside of the realm of what's rational to say, like, everybody who succeeded in this for the most part is in the media to a degree. Like, we're all like, I mean, we are all to some degree.
Well, also, not for nothing, you don't for the most part, you don't have a boss. You don't have anybody to answer to.
I don't have anybody. Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, we all have little things that we have to do
and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, Che's playing a different game, and this is not a knock on Che.
No.
But Che is you know, look, if I'm choosing a career, I tried it all. I would have loved to get on SNL. I would have loved to be an actor. I would have loved to have all that. I gave that up a long, long time ago. But if I'm choosing a career, I want to have complete freedom. Success, in my opinion, is not answering to anybody, not having a fucking boss, being able to get up and do what you want to do. And I look at you, and I look at guys like Ari. There's a lot of guys out there that varying levels of success, but in my opinion, it's true success. It's pure success because you guys are legitimately doing what you want to do.
The way I look at it is, listen, things shake out the way they shake out. I'm lucky enough to not have any of those things. I tried to do certain things. Like I had a pilot with Comedy Central. I did all these things. Now looking back, I'm lucky none of that worked.
Right.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky that I didn't break in that way. So I can kind of do and say what I want for the most part, and I'll be okay. Obviously, we never know when the internet turns and says, you're out. But for the most part, I'm lucky that I didn't get a show. Like, had I got my tour bus show on Comedy Central, had that worked, I would have had a different career. I think my career is better now than the career that I would have had.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to say I got nowhere in stand-up. I had specials. Yeah. I was a touring comic. I was a headliner. But I don't think that's what it's about. I think what it's about is, like, I'm shocked that the people at SNL are fighting with me.
Right.
Like, it's shocking to me that I tweeted something and it went viral, and that the people on this show, because I'm, you know, I don't know, I'm a singular entity talking. So it's weird that, like, I'm in a fight now with this show, which Che's like a proxy of it or whatever.
Right.
And it's weird. You send a tweet out, and then you're in this argument.
It was very interesting to watch Che's reaction, because he does the thing where he'll, you know, it's a story. He goes, Tim Dillon? Question mark. Really? Tim Dillon? And I'm going like, Tim Dillon.
But it's not working.
It's not like it's fucking
work,
Justin Silver. No offense to Justin. But
if it was Justin, it's exactly not like Justin Silver.
I would understand him like, Justin Silver, really? The dog guy is telling me like... But it's like, no. Yeah, Tim's one of the biggest comics working right now. And not to kiss your ass, but it just is what it is. Mm. So it's like...
I just didn't get...
And also, Che knows. Yeah. Che, and I know Che.
Yeah.
Che knows that sketch sucked cock.
That sketch sucked. That's the illusion.
And he should be going like, Tim, you're right. That sketch sucked up.
If I
put out something that sucked cock, and I put out plenty of things that suck cock, I put out me sucking cock, I admit that it sucks cock.
The only thing that didn't suck cock.
That was the best thing I've done, honestly.
Again, the sketch is about somebody I'm friends with. They're lying and saying the dude took horse medication. It's not true.
Yeah.
Not only is it not true, it's the laziest, easiest fucking thing to do.
It's beyond lazy. He didn't do an impression.
Right.
He's got the shirt on that I guess Joe wears in a special.
Yeah.
Why not just put fake tattoos on him and like make it
because
fun?
Because I think their whole thing is that he doesn't deserve an impression.
Well, by the way...
Really? We're too good.
He's covered in tattoos.
Here's what it is. They're going, hey, he's not worthy of rising to the level where... But this is a show that did the Mueller days of Christmas. with the whole fake Russiagate thing where they were like, on the first day of Christmas, blah, blah. Like, this is a show where someone dressed up as Hillary Clinton and sang a song. This is a show that celebrated Obama. This is a show that Democratic propaganda, but which is fine.
That's an interesting point that they don't, that they, whether it's consciously, subconsciously, whatever it is, they're like, you don't deserve the impression.
You don't deserve the impression.
We're not celebrating you.
We're not even going to celebrate you with an impression. And this is a show.
Which is interesting because it also, it's like Rogan has become so big that he would get a sketch on SNL. You think that they would nail it. And they could nail it.
But they don't want to nail it.
Yeah.
And then, like, Michael Che did something on Instagram where he goes, you can do whatever you want. Donald Trump became president and Tim Dillon's a star, right?
Yeah.
So basically, I think the point of that is, like, isn't the world crazy? Trump became president. So then you have to unpack that and go, you had Trump on your show.
Yeah.
Like, what are you people doing? Like, you guys don't even know how to do whatever you think it is you're doing. Like, you're saying, I'm shocked. Like, the whole point of that is to be like, I'm stunned that Tim Dillon's a star, that Trump's president, or whatever. And the word star is retarded, but, like, you're supposed to be incredulous of those two things. You helped one of them happen.
Yeah.
You had him on the show. It's a weird schizophrenic way to look at the world, I think.
Yeah.
And it, I think, comes from the realization that, like, this is not good. Comics know that it's not good. In fact, the only people truly enjoying that show right now are people that tune into it to hear their politics reflected back to them.
Right.
You can hear it in the audience. You can hear, yes, in the audience. Every sketch, you know, how many sketches now are just people sitting down and going, here's the way the world is. Yeah. And then the fucking Daily Beast reading, ribeye size, steak feet, flat wearing beast women in the crowd go, yeah. And their gay boyfriend sits next to them and goes, this is fine. Yeah. It's not about comedy. It's a cult.
Yeah.
It's a weird cult. Yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, look, I really do. I like Jay.
I like him too. I mean, listen, we've never had an issue. We don't really even have one now.
He's allowed
to have an opinion. I'm just kind of,
well, you know what it was? It was like you were, you know, defending your friend, but also sort of making fun of this very cringy sketch, which a lot of people made fun of. You weren't the only, a lot of comics were like, this is fucking bad.
What's interesting to me is, like,
well, he starts taking personal shots with you. It's like, well, Che, like, you know, I that was my thing that I took issue with, because I'm going like, well, he's taking a shot at a piece of content that I don't, did he specifically write that sketch?
I have no idea.
Maybe he did. Maybe it was his fucking baby and he was really proud of that one.
Here's the reality. The reality is this. The numbers are what they are. Like, people enjoy what I do. They come out to shows. We have a great time. I've done stand-up for a long time. The podcast is big. I'm happy about that. I'm not angry. So if someone else is angry, they have to look at their career and their life.
Yeah, you can't.
And dig and go, why am I angry? I'm not angry.
I like how you're taking the high road, too, because you took some nasty little shots at him, too.
No, I just said what's true. No,
you're a drunk fuck.
I'm walking away.
He's a drunk who can't read.
Well, he is.
I'm taking the high road here.
But I think he's kind of...
He goes, here's the reality.
He's been honest about that.
I sell more tickets than Michael Che ever has.
Fact.
I don't think he's allowed to use his website for his job.
Yeah.
And I've built something on my own that he could never do.
Also a fact.
Che has done well for a drunk who can barely read, but his show sucks and he knows it. Wow.
I mean, but that, listen, that wasn't, I'm not trying to be a dick. Yeah. I mean, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem defending myself and saying, this is the way I see the world. Here's the way you see the world. This is the way I see the world.
Yeah.
And to say that I'm like a media guy, my sketches get more views than yours did. You had an HBO show with a full budget. No one saw it. No one cared.
Right.
I put out things from a garage and get millions of views. Stop. It's embarrassing.
Wow.
It's truly the way it is. I have 37,000 people that pay to hear what I say every single week. I sold out the Beacon Theater. I don't even fucking live here. We could have done Radio City if we wanted to. We could have done two Beacons. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
This is an embarrassment for you.
Wow.
So, but again, I have no issue.
I like him.
It's like, I don't want to say anything.
But I like him.
I don't want to say anything that he might find offensive.
It's just what it is. It's like, he's a funny dude.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. He's probably the funniest person on that show.
Right.
But to say that I'm not a respected comedian, or to say that, like, I'm some media figure or whatever. And that's what they say that about Joe. They say that about anybody that doesn't have to punch a clock.
Yeah.
And that's the reality.
Well, they say that about Joe a lot too. Like, or people.
Joe is literally the one of the biggest media figures on the planet.
Yeah.
Do you know how much harder that is than being a fucking dumb comedian? Think about that. Think about how many comedians are out there, okay?
Yeah.
How many of them were good at stand-up? Eight?
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, and also, Joe people love to trash Joe's stand-up, too. It was like, he murders in front of like 25,000 people.
Yeah.
I don't know what metric of like funny we go by except for the fact that you kill in front of people and people pay to see you perform comedy.
Yeah.
There's not, I mean, there's not really much else to it, you know? But all right, I mean, we'll move on.
Yeah.
Michael Che, Tim Dillon, glad you guys could bury the hatchet here on the show. And,
it's lovely.
It's very nice.
It's weird, man, because I didn't take any of the horse medication. I'm not going to Skankfest. It's in a field. Lewis is fucking retarded, man, but he built something that's beautiful.
But let Joe know, fucking, I held my own against Jason Ellis. You could let him fucking know.
Oh, that's interesting.
You should let him fucking
know. And I saw that you did that.
Yeah, thank you. Live in person. You were commentating.
I was right there.
You were right there.
I was right there.
Oh, I know it. All right,
Jason Ellis was raped as a child.
That's what Joe said.
It's true. I think it's true. Right? Is that where all of his?
He's mean.
I don't want to. I'm pretty sure Jason Ellis talks about that, right?
I don't know.
He being molested, I believe he was.
Well,
that's where all that anger comes from.
Jesus, Australia. Now I'm going to feud with him.
No. What is he going to do?
Well, congrats.
Look, he can't even finish me in a fight. What are you going to do, Tim? Come on now. No, obviously love Jason Ellis. Shout out to Jason Ellis and Ellis Mania. What, Shannon?
It says he has opened up about being sexually abused.
Shannon, I'm not trying to break down Jason Ellis' sexual abuse in the past. Look at Shannon's all turned on by it, you fucking pig.
Shannon's fingering herself.
She is. She loves it. She loves it. Hearing a molestation
She's
story.
She's a Staten Island woman. She loves horror. Staten Island women can only come if someone's getting bludgeoned.
All right, let's talk about... We got to talk about this because this should have happened at Skankfest and it did not. But apparently there's a band called Brass Against.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of this band.
No.
The singer is... She looks like she's a...
Fox.
She looks pretty kind of cute. Cute chick, kind of thing. Pull up the singer, something Eurista, right? What's her name?
Wait, I have the video here.
Well, pull her up first. Before you show the video, I'm
she's
sure.
Hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. She looks like she's like half black.
She's just dark enough that
you feel like you're committing a mortal sin, yeah, but white enough that you're not.
I can still get into.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's great.
Can we hear the music that they play? What type of music is it?
Is it trumpet shit?
Trumpet shit?
It's like a brass band.
Is it?
It's like covers of hardcore music, supposedly, but done with brass instruments.
Really?
Cool.
So they're great. A fucking cover band. But was she on The Voice or something?
Was she?
I think she was. But either way, so they're on stage, they're at some festival, and then in the middle of it, she brings a male fan up on stage.
Yeah,
and
she goes, who wants to get pissed in the motherfucking face?
Is that what she said?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so pull up the video.
So this guy goes, yeah, me.
I would have said yes, too. She's hot. She's
There's
hot.
No way I wouldn't have
She's
said
hot.
She's
I would
so
have
hot.
Done this. I would have 100% done this.
The sicker it gets, the hotter it gets,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we were probably also molested as children.
Probably, so I don't remember it.
She just goes, ugh.
That's what she has to do to get her pants down?
I would have thought it'd be fun if she shit on him.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, by accident?
Yeah.
Who wants me to piss on his head?
And she goes, ah.
Oh, she's a fucking savage. She's a savage.
That's this a is a savage. Chick who regularly pisses.
You think so?
On people. That's on so much piss. Look how much piss.
So dude. Much.
Waterboarding.
Wow.
It's also just nice. Such a great way to get Queen. A little heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they might have had a meeting and they said, listen, we've been playing like fucking this shit. We bring trumpets out.
Yeah, nobody
cover
cares.
This shit. No one gives a fuck. You're hot. Have you ever thought of pissing in someone's face?
Well, have they? They apologize afterwards, right, Shannon?
Yes.
Read the statement.
We're all 2 years away from doing this in comedy clubs and stuff.
Well, Ari and Zach did this for 2 years in a row at Skankfest. This was a recurring bit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
These and guys, it was like it made people like heave.
people were disgusted by it. We were throwing piss at Skankfest years before this bitch was doing this.
It's hacky now, is it?
But now, watching it from the outside, I'm like, number one, if it's a hot chick doing it, it's pretty hot. Number two, like, we just did the festival. I'm thinking about it. I was like, I would be genuinely upset if this was happening at my festival. I'm like, fuck, dude. This is like, there's a pandemic going on.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. Somebody's getting sued for something right now. At least with Ari
and
Zach. Did
they get in any trouble?
Give us some follow-up here, Shannon. What happened?
Okay, so the band tweeted. They said, we had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected, and it's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona.
I love it. Carried away.
That's it.
Carried away.
Did she say anything?
Nope. It was just it was the band that tweeted it.
Sophia got a little carried away last night.
But by the way, why do you come out and say you won't see it in the future? I mean, you're killing your market.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think...
You're the piss band now.
Right.
It's definitely a publicity stunt.
Right.
Right?
And now they're like, well, we just want
publicity?
We don't want anyone to think it could ever happen again.
I think they probably were dealing with some shit from the promoters.
For sure.
They get off, the promoters are freaking out. The people who are running this festival are going like, yeah, we're going to get fucking sued. If she has some disease and this guy catches
it. That's like public indecency.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, there's probably so many, like they could probably get in trouble. They could probably be fined. Just whatever, like, I don't exactly know, but if they have food being served at this event.
Next time? She goes harder, and it's period blood.
Yeah.
Like, what if she refuses to stop?
Yeah.
It says that right before she did it, she said, I got to pee, and I can't make it to the bathroom, so we may as well make a show out of it, is what she told the audience.
Hell yeah.
Is art dead?
Yeah.
This is great. This is good.
Look.
This is what we need.
Look. If she was 10 pounds heavier, I'd have a problem with this.
Yeah. Yeah,
but she was right on the cut. She's still
just a
she's still fit enough to be hot.
Just a nice shade.
Yeah, she's a little thick. Still a little thick. I bet you her piss stunk.
Oh yeah,
I bet you it was bright yellow. It glowed in the dark.
I think it's much better to have a woman like that do that than a guy.
Oh yeah.
Right? In terms of like the reaction to it.
Absolutely.
Like a guy does that to a woman on stage, a guy pisses on a woman on stage, whole different narrative.
Legend.
Right?
Beautiful thing.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Love to see it. But
this guy was
this is a whole
my assumption. My assumption is this guy, he's at this festival. It's late in the day. Also, I'm a fan of this band now. I'm gonna buy their albums.
Right.
They fucking ruled. This is why I know it's a publicity time. We're talking about them. I had no idea who this punk rock hardcore fucking horn band was. I had no idea that even existed, and now I love them. And they were doing, what are they doing, Rage Against the Machine?
Is that what it was?
That song?
No. I think it was.
It was a song.
Look at Lesbian Natalie. She's like, yes, it was.
Here's the thing. It didn't seem that great.
That was my prom song.
It didn't seem that great.
What? I think it sounded good.
I don't think it needs some
of their music. I would love to hear some of their music.
I don't think you need the horns.
I can show you more of that performance.
I know, but I don't think you need it.
Good, Shannon.
This is more of that performance. This is before it happened.
Oh, she's holding her. Look, she's got to go.
No. Lewis, if you sat through that for an hour, you would not be happy.
Yeah.
My problem is
Lewis,
the band is all fucking half blacks. I can't hang out with that many half blacks. Right. It's going to end up being a fucking...
I mean, listen.
How many half blacks make a black?
This is not a...
Three?
This is not a band.
There's too many half blacks in this band. It's wild.
There's just too many people on stage in general.
No. Yeah. Five people total should be on stage at any given time for
it's
a band.
True.
If you need more than that to make music, you got a problem.
It's true. Yeah.
Get your shit together, right?
What's going to happen? You go to them, she doesn't piss.
Do you want to hear a Tool cover by them?
Please,
yes.
I would love to hear
this
it.
This is
Let's
The
see.
Pot.
Let's hear them ruin that.
She's sexy though. Whoops, sorry.
Yeah.
That's her butt.
This is not good. No.
Wait.
Am I wrong, Zach?
It's gonna kick in.
Hold on. I don't like the sax doing that bass part.
Is a better instrument for that.
Yeah. Yes. You have a bass in the band. It's almost like it sounds like they're just doing it and showing that they can do
There's a reason the Tool didn't have a horn section. It would have ruined it. This is like ruining something.
I don't like that they're dressed like janitors.
No, the whole thing sucks.
Me and Lewis are finding Annie. Like, just trying to find the saving grace. And like, is that good?
I like this bitch. I like the way she looks.
Chick piss on us.
I like the way she talks. I like the way she acts.
I'm into her.
She's fucking dope.
I'm into her, yeah.
Yeah, so now they've apologized. Obviously, they have to save face. But everyone's talking about this now. What a fucking great move on her end.
Yeah.
What a great move. A little bit of a publicity stunt. It's a great move.
The music is atrocious and should be stopped. Yes. I mean, it's bad.
Maybe.
It's bad. Nobody's ever heard Nirvana and went, what about a trumpet?
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. All right. What are you going to do? Okay, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis at a fraction of the price. It's all done online. There's no doctor's visits. There's no awkward conversation at the pharmacy. You do it on a website. They give you a prescription, and they send it to your house in discreet packaging.
It's simple. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done online. Their tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so that's why it's cheaper than going to the pharmacy.
Yeah, right now, go to BlueChew.com, check out what they have going on, and we're going to give you your first month for free. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code RAP when you check out. BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. Get your first month for free. Just pay $5 shipping. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so let's talk about this one. Dad murders daughter's boyfriend for allegedly sex trafficking her.
Wait a minute.
That's a fun story.
Dad murders daughter's boyfriend for sex trafficking the daughter.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And not cutting him in on it.
Maybe. But there's more to this story. There's more that meets the eye. Shannon, fill us in.
Okay, so the dad is 60. The age of the daughter is never revealed. It's just that she's underage, and the boyfriend was 19. So the dad had believed that the boyfriend was sex trafficking her.
Shannon, pull up. Turn some sexy music on. If you're going to tell this story, make it fucking hot. And also show Tim the new bitch booth.
Oh.
Hell yeah. We'll do the sex music.
Oh, yeah.
We celebrate the girls in the booth now.
I love it.
Dance for him.
Bet you regret.
Dance for
I
Tim.
Bet you regret leaving now, Tim.
I'm coming back.
You see what they've done with the place?
I'm coming back.
This whole thing is to try to get you back on the network.
I'm coming back.
So,
where's Ralph Sutton? You saw him out there. Is he telling everyone how much he's jogging?
Yes.
Who gives a shit?
Ralph's Instagram, it's literally just him.
I just did 8 miles.
Over and over and over again. Yeah. The same thing, like showing his trail. Yeah. Like, Ralph, nobody cares.
No one cares.
Yeah. No one fucking cares.
I made a sweet potato pizza.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
There's another chart of me running away from an age-appropriate relationship.
Right, right.
Here are my keto pancakes.
Yeah. Ralph.
Ralph boasting his quail eggs. Good for you, Ralph. You gotta keep busy in your age, you know.
I started crocheting.
Yeah. I went to a restaurant that Ralph recommended, brought my girl for her anniversary.
Which one? Probably expensive as fuck.
It was Coarse.
Coarse. Yeah. I went there.
Did you go?
Incredible.
But
so expensive.
Insane. There was like a DJ or something. It was like you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
It was like I've never been to it. I walked in and it was like everyone was dressed like they just got out of bed. It was all just young kids in tracksuits.
That place is really good. It's seafood.
Yeah, all the women there, they were hot, but they were dressed like they just had a miscarriage. It was like insane. I've never been in a situation like that before. But the food was the best thing ever. But we couldn't hear anything. We couldn't see anything.
That's the type of
couldn't
rich
hear
that
anything.
Ralph is. Ralph is like, he wears like dirty sweatpants and old sneakers. Yeah. And like, but it's like, that's like Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michelle would dress like a fucking homeless lady.
Michelle dresses like a pig.
Who's that? Yeah. Wolf?
No. This chick we know.
Well, I rang ahead and I was like, is there a dress code? And they kind of like laughed on the phone. I was like, what? All right, what am I getting myself into here?
We have a poor person on the phone.
Yeah.
So Shannon, play the sexy music and tell us exactly what happened here.
Okay, so this minor's dad found out he believed that his daughter's boyfriend, who is 19 years old, was sexually trafficking her. So he stalked him down, found out where he was going to be, murdered him, and then put him in his trunk.
He murdered him and put him in his trunk.
Yep, and then just abandoned the car somewhere.
Wow.
the parents of the murdered boyfriend claim
of this monster.
Yes.
Of this fucking savage who kidnapped this girl and sold her into sex slavery.
Yes. They claim that their son was born with autism and cerebral palsy and didn't have the capability to sex traffic anybody. Our son had an IQ of 81, his mother said. If anyone could be taken advantage of, so it was Harrington. Him.
Yes. So funny.
Yeah, so, but...
Yo, if my son fucking sex trafficked your daughter, that's on you. He's a retard. Are you kidding me? Who the fuck did you raise? He's got all of them. He's got all the things.
It's a...
He was in a wheelchair.
It's a very American story, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A kid with Down syndrome... meets a minor. How is he even sex trafficking her?
I don't know.
I mean,
Kaiser Soze.
There's so many holes.
He also has prior charges of marijuana possession.
Well,
fourth degree assault, intent to sell marijuana.
Oh,
and is it the kid?
Yes, it's the guy who was murdered.
How does somebody with cerebral palsy get fourth
the world's
degree
most dangerous retard?
Yeah. And I love that it's fourth degree.
Did you just give yourself another nickname?
Like, he just rammed his wheelchair into someone repeatedly. It's fourth degree.
He also, there was a woman in 2019 that unsuccessfully attempted to be granted a temporary order of protection against him. So he's not the angel that his parents think that he is.
Oh, okay, so another woman.
Oh, wow. He's not the Down syndrome angel his parents thought.
Yeah.
Cerebral palsy angel.
Well, what does cerebral palsy do, right? That's the one where it's just like physically. Like,
yeah.
It's not mentally, though, no. Right?
You're pretzeled
well,
up.
Well, this might be both. I don't know.
No, you're not. You're just
no, it's like Walt Jr. from Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah. Walt Jr.
Yeah, he was a great student. He could have easily sex trafficked.
He's,
yeah. Yeah.
They're lying when they say he can't sex traffic.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, cerebral palsy.
He's autistic and cerebral palsy.
And dumb.
And dumb. They're not even like, that's the whole point. It's like nothing that they said, like
give him a book.
He's a dumb fuck. This guy's dumb as shit, dude. You think he can kidnap a girl? He's so fucking stupid.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
He looks fine. By the way, I don't believe he has any of that.
He's handsome as fuck.
Yeah, look at those eyes.
He looks like he's going to be Tim's next producer.
And he shot. Right, he got shot. They shot him?
Yeah.
He shot him to death.
Yeah. But
if I'm correct, didn't they leave? The dad left him in the trunk of a car, and he was there for a while.
Yeah, it was about a month before they found him.
And people were finally like, "Hey, this car hasn't moved," and they went to check it out, and there was a body in the trunk.
I think that another couple just like took the car and drove it somewhere else, and then they smelled the smell and checked the trunk, and that's when they called the cops.
Someone stole the car.
Mm-hmm. Because they just abandoned it.
How did the dad get caught?
I don't know.
Did they find the daughter? What type of sex trafficking?
Where is this girl, and how much does she cost? Can we fuck this chick is what I'm trying to find
they
out.
They showed someone we recognized. This isn't funny. Let's go.
It says there actually isn't any, there's no sex trafficking investigation into the victim. So I guess it's the father's
Dude, the father
word.
Did not like nuts. Her dad, her his daughter
he
dating
just
a
shot
retard.
Her. He
He's
just
like,
shot
you're
her.
Not dating a retard, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. He just shot him.
He just shot a dumb guy. And he came up with this story.
He's got an 81 IQ. The dad problem is so easy to shoot him too.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I mean,
absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't shot. He stabbed him to death.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's not funny.
That's way less funny. He had to really get up in there, get close and personal. Yeah. Well, how do you even figure out your IQ?
You take an IQ test.
That's. You've lost 20 points.
You just
failed.
Yeah, you
straight away. What was your IQ? I couldn't find the building. What does IQ even stand for? Nobody knows. Didn't you do an IQ test on skanks? Didn't you guys do one?
They do AIDS tests.
Tim, we had the AIDS test. Tim refused.
I was like,
Tim had a month. We know Tim had a month before because he said, absolutely not. I refuse to find out I have AIDS on Legion of Skanks.
Well, here's the thing.
There's a whole lot of legal issues.
It's like there's a few shows that are big enough to find out you have AIDS on.
Yeah.
And that is not one of them.
Right.
It's just not.
Tom Segura show. Your mom's house?
No.
Come on.
It's family friendly.
No.
SNL.
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
Weekend update.
At the end of your monologue.
They're going to have me on. They just emailed me. They're having me on as a fun. It's going to be a fun thing next week.
That is fun.
That would be great.
It would be great.
Honestly, that would be
absolutely be great.
All right. So let's.
I have the price, by the way.
Oh, what is the price?
It said that they believed she was sex trafficked for $1,000. Total. I don't know if that's per time or just like, once, but it's
no. The cerebral palsy guy got a grand one time. That's like an investment.
But that just means he pimped her out. Is that what they mean by sex trafficking?
Yes,
they just pimped. It's just he pimped her out.
No, I think he sold her into sex trafficking.
No, sex trafficking is just pimping.
No,
nowadays. No, yeah. Fuck, it's like the way retard.
Okay, then we've all sex trafficked. I guess I'm a sex trafficker then, Colin.
Well, I think it's if he's getting money for procuring her for like other people, that's sex trafficking.
The action or practice of illegally transporting people from one country or area to another for the purpose of sexual exploitation. So yeah,
wow.
So yeah, it's not.
I think
simply,
it was that she was underage and he was like he put because she went missing. I think was the
you
issue.
Put her in a fucking car. You take her over state lines to become a prostitute elsewhere. She's been sex trafficked. He probably met up with some other dude. Said here, give me $1,000. Here's this fucking delightful, ripe 16-year-old girl, just perfect. It's a perfect angel. Okay, and then they go and they sell it for $300 a pop. Four times, it's paid for itself. Column.
I love the idea of Lewis.
It's a better business than podcast merch.
I love Lewis.
I'll tell you right now.
Sales pitch. Yeah, Lewis, a sales pitch for a teenage girl.
Lewis could sell anything.
Hey, give me a teenage girl. I don't have one.
Lewis
I've
could
got
sell
one for you.
Lewis could make anything. He could make a child sex ring sound like a T-Mobile plan.
No.
Like everything is just like.
Listen, you're walking around. You don't have any girls with you. You look like a loser.
Yeah. Lewis is like, listen. Here's the deal. She's 16. You're a pedophile. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. We got it. We got an abandoned parking garage. You go in there, do whatever you need to do. Yeah.
But that's the difference between simple prostitution or sex trafficking.
Right.
It's like there's a kidnapping element to
it.
You're transporting them from one place to another.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking smart enough to drive.
There you go. The more you know. Sesame Street will debut its first ever Asian American. What was the big deal? So that's why SNL was making fun of Sesame Street was because Sesame Street.
Well, Big Bird came out and said, I got the vaccine. It was a whole thing.
Big Bird got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More for the bird flu. Come on now.
All right.
Put me out of my misery.
So Big Bird got the vaccine.
Yeah.
People are freaking out about that.
People were making fun of it, and I think they said, let's do it the other way. Like, okay, you want a conservative Sesame Street? Here's what it would look like.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's what was going on, conservative Sesame Street.
Like.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it is fucking weird, dude. It is weird with kids.
Have you ever gone to an SNL after party?
One time, yeah.
What was it like?
I went with a comedian named Ben Morrison.
Interesting.
I don't know if you know Ben. I think he's an LA guy still. Really like Ben.
What happened? Fallon walk out on his tab.
Who even invited us? I don't remember exactly.
What year?
This is a decade ago, at least. At least. This is before we had any friends on it. I just ended up being invited.
Right.
Like, it was maybe Tracy Morgan was like guest hosting it or something. And through friends of friends. And I remember I was hitting on a chick at one point. And I said, so I was just being a pig. It was like, this is back in the day. It was like, this is before I had a podcast. This is a long time ago. I was like, I'll never, nothing ever could come of this, bitch. I was like being a real fucking, just a scumbag to this girl. Whatever it was a double date and she wasn't into me and I wasn't into her. So at this point, it had just gone to the point where I was just being like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. And she was like, yeah, fuck this guy. And she had a glass of wine.
And her name was Kate McKinnon.
She had a glass of wine and there was a chair between us. Like, I was talking to her, and there was a chair, and her purse was sitting on the chair open. And I said something. I was like, whatever. Fuck you, bitch. And she went to go throw the glass of wine in my face. But because of the shape of the glass, it just made it all kind of like pull up. And it, like, it almost like a cartoon. Like, it just went, you saw all of the liquid like suspend in the air for a second and just drop directly into her purse.
Wow.
So the entire drink went into her purse, and I just laughed in her face as she cried.
Yeah, you got to dunk. You got to dunk.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't fucking. That same thing happened with Big J on Shiprock.
And is it possible to hit you with a liquid?
Well, what happened with Big J on Shiprock? Well, the problem is if you're trying to throw liquid into somebody's face, do not do it in a goblet-shaped glass because it creates like a curve, like a curveball, right? So the guy from
scumbag physics
I love
to know.
Yeah. Low life science.
Donkey. So
due to surface tension.
Donkey.
This week on Spickman's World.
One time we were on that boat on Shiprocked, and what was the band?
3 Days Grace.
Mm. Which, by the way, thinking back, they were right okay? We were doing a podcast. We were doing a live podcast on Shiprock a decade ago. This is before anybody even thought to do a live podcast. Live podcast did not exist. Doing, right. doing three people on stage in front of a bunch of people doing a podcast.
And Shiprock, to just for people that don't know, is the worst collection of human beings yes. that has ever been assembled on Earth.
It is the ugliest heavy metal fans. Like
these are people
old...
that followed Papa Roach to see.
Yes.
Like they were like, oh, you're leaving the landmass? Us too.
And it's not even like cool young people that no. are like, it's like these like, just they're like they look like bikers who don't own motorcycles.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
just...
the women on Shiprock all look like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah. They're all, there's a lot of mullets, a lot of like older people, and God bless them. Like I've had sex with these people, like this, like I'm not above anything. Right. Like I'm one of them technically. I'm just right. I'm better looking technically, right. right? So on Shiprock, there was the band 3 Days Grace they were playing, and we do a live podcast midnight live podcast in the middle of this heavy metal cruise, where the comedy shows nobody gives a fuck about the comedy shows, much less this live podcast that we just have to right. do. We're doing it. It was the same boat we were on the Impractical Jokers.
Wow.
Cruise. So you're going to remember the area. We're doing the live podcast in the atrium.
Yes.
Which is two yes. stairwells. It's a hallway with bars and two stairwells. It's really just a cross section of the boat.
It's the worst.
We've decided, dude, we're going to do a live fucking podcast. So we're doing it. The two of us aren't coming out of the speakers. We're like just trying to figure out, like, it's every bit of a preliminary Gas Digital production. Like, it's just so not working. And at one point, like, some fucking big dude in, like, a top hat is, like, just booing us. We're like, yeah, get off. You suck. He was right. He wasn't wrong. Like, this was awful. Like, we're ruining their time. Like, everyone's right. having a great time, and we're deciding. We're not a popular podcast. Nobody gives a fuck about Legion of Skanks, like, at all. So he's like, boo, you suck. So then we just start calling him a faggot. Like, right. we're literally like, fuck you, faggot. How about you? It's 3-on-1. This guy, like, he's just like, don't, like, yeah, he probably shouldn't have booed us, but at the same time, he wasn't really wrong. So we call him a faggot. So he's like, yeah, what? So he comes over to the stage and he's got a glass of wine. It's when a bat.
I'll show you who's a faggot.
Yeah.
Dude, he.
Well, Shiprock, I didn't even know they served wine.
Dude, he went for the biggest one.
Just call it Red.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Is it. It's the bassist, Shannon, or maybe the guitarist. If you tell me his name, because he's a big dude. And he wasn't even being a pussy about it. He went for the biggest one. He went to Big J. And he went to go throw the glass of wine into Big J.
This is the guitarist of 3 Days Grace.
This is the guitarist of 3 Days
Grace. I love that it's not even just someone else on the cruise.
No.
It's someone being paid to be on the cruise.
Being paid substantially more.
Brad Walsh?
No.
Neil Sand nope. something? Barry Stock?
Barry fucking Stock.
Barry Stock.
Oh, Barry Stock. He's
tried
a big
to
dude.
Wine, Big J?
He's a big dude. Okay. So he comes up to the table. And he looks right at us, and he has no fear
this
of
guy?
Us. Yeah, dude. He looks like...
And he has a top hat on?
He looks like better Big J.
Right.
Dude, he just... He's got a Grammy, and he's fucking huge and just jacked. He's got no respect for us, okay? And he takes a glass of wine, and he looks at Big J, and he goes like, yeah, I'm a faggot. And he goes to... No, I'm sorry.
He went to get you.
No, he went to get me. That's right. He went to go throw it in my face. It did the same thing. It did the loopy thing around the glass and went whoop, whoop, whoop. And then the whole thing just went boom right into Big J's face. So Big J's just covered in fucking red wine. It's dripping from his nose.
Yeah.
And then, we tried to fight him. And like a bunch of people held us back because we didn't really want to fight. Mm. You know, because if we really wanted to fight, we would have just fought. Mm. That was that.
Yeah.
Who did you get for Skankfest music people?
We ended up having Steel Panther, who's a 80s metal like parody band.
Yeah.
And then we got on Friday night a band called Y'all Out Boy, which was awesome. They do like all like 90s and 2000 pop punk covers.
I want to see like Celine Dion.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the music element this year was such a fun side of it.
Yeah.
We're doing more of that next year, without a doubt. We're doing some cool shit. And we have a lot of stuff going on right now in terms of planning.
I want to see like it go on for a few years to the point where like Celine Dion just needs money.
Yeah.
And you guys give her $50,000 and she's just elderly and comes out and it just kills.
It would murder.
It would murder.
It would absolutely murder.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this. Shannon, what is this story? Oh, that's sad. Well, Shannon, all the stories today are sad again.
Not all.
Most of them are. Most of them are.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
Well, either the 9-year-old boy becoming the 10th death from Astroworld.
Jesus.
or the Russian groom that's axed to death after enlisting the help of a witch doctor to save his marriage.
That one's funny.
That is funny. A man being axed to death.
Yeah, because
he's
so stupid.
Well, tell me about that, Shannon. What happened?
Okay, so about a year into this guy's marriage, his wife ended things. He's 33, she's 29, and so he decided to resort to black magic and found a guy who is now known to be a con man and has gone to jail for this before.
But you don't say.
Wow.
He went to this witch doctor, and he paid him $1,000, I believe, and then they went into the woods to do some sort of ritual, which included burying the belongings that they had together, the couple's belongings. Mm. And while they were doing that, the guy who's the witch doctor started talking shit to him about his wife and about his situation. So he was abusing him. And then they got into an argument. And then he started to just hit him with the axe and then killed him.
The witch doctor killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And did they catch the witch doctor?
Yes. Yeah, because he had gone to jail before. So they knew who he was. Here, you can share this picture. This is the couple.
Let's see. Oh, it's a white guy.
Yeah, Russian.
Couple. I imagine black people. All parties involved. I imagine black people. You say witch doctor. I'm
say
like
magic.
You say black magic, witch doctor. Yeah,
there's a lot of.
And is that the witch doctor?
Yeah.
That's the witch doctor. A white witch doctor.
No,
dude. As soon as a white witch doctor shows up, I'm going. I want my money back. No,
yeah, it's
wild.
You need like makeup and
it should look like
Wooga
Booga Papa Shango.
You should look like Kamala the Ugandan giant. Yeah. I want a big fat black guy smacking his stomach and fucking throwing chicken bones into the fire.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I want.
The witch doctor was quoted as saying, ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla, bing bang.
So they did catch him. He's sentenced to 9.5 years and was ordered to pay $20,000 in damages.
9.5 years is a pretty small amount of time for killing somebody.
For axe murder, yes.
It's, by the way, not only is it a small amount of time, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
For killing someone.
For killing somebody, it's I understand it's like a long time, but it's like, I feel like if you murder somebody, I'm with the exception of like a real accident, like if you murder somebody, the
like
intent,
if your wife got lippy,
I feel like the minimum should be the rest of your life.
Well,
every time.
That's what
for this guy for sure.
I mean, that's what people think.
Yeah.
But I depend on who you murder and the value of their life.
Well, yeah. Just keep
you might have murdered someone that had their life had no value.
A Russian.
That's fair.
If you murder a Russian.
A guy who pays for witch doctors. It's probably not.
I bet you Shannon.
By the way, that does enter into the jury's mind or whatever, even the judge's mind. It's like, wait a minute. You were doing what?
Yeah. He just goes, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, like clearly wants Kyle Rittenhouse to get off. Which is whatever, it was to self-defense or whatever, but like the judge is clearly like, he's just tainted a little bit. He's like, the judge is like, listen, we are not calling the people who got killed victims, but we can call them rioters.
Yeah,
so he's like, we're not calling them victims, we can call them rioters.
Evil.
Okay?
We can call them evil.
Yeah, he's like, one of the witnesses for the defense was a veteran.
Yeah,
the judge like starts up and going, he's like, thank you for your service.
No.
That's
I swear to God.
Yeah, they go, big dog.
Everyone, stand up.
He did.
Yeah.
He did do that.
Now the judge is like, he's going to be like,
yeah.
And the verdict is not guilty.
Yeah, he goes, I'll be back with the
victims. How would you guys feel about the term moving targets?
Yeah.
Yeah, did they didn't come up with a verdict on that yet.
Closing arguments are today.
Are they already rioting? I think I saw.
They're in a pre-riot right now, which is a lot of stretching. It's a lot of stretching.
Watching Ari's yoga.
And then they move into a pre-riot and then an actual riot.
Yeah.
Well, these rioters, they got a riot.
They're tailgating right now. Everyone's fucking.
Yeah, everybody's just getting ready.
In a parking lot,
yeah,
blaring music.
Ready, just like,
they're jumping through tables like Buffalo Bills fans and shit. Let's go, rioters.
I mean, they're going to riot no matter what.
Love an away game.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Perhaps.
That's what rioters do.
I don't know. We talking about on Legion of Skanks, and it's like, I don't give a fuck about this kid.
Course,
I don't care about the people who were shot. I don't give a fuck about anybody. Unless I know them directly. But I got to say, I mean, if you show up to a fucking riot with a gun, there's just a part of me that goes, yeah, dude, like, you're going to probably end up in some shit.
Well, the mother, right?
I don't know. What was the mother
drove him to the riot.
She drove him there
with the gun.
Wow. And then she said, "You text me in a few hours. I'll pick you up.
Text me in a few hours if everything's okay. Have fun."
How old is the kid?
17.
I love that she kept herself busy.
And the problem,
hey, honey, have fun out there.
The problem is, like, at 17, you genuinely think you're invincible. You're not really considering the consequences of your actions. And I know, dude, I almost robbed a KFC when I was fucking 18 years old with a screwdriver in my pocket.
Didn't you work at KFC?
Yeah, I had the inside information. That's why. I shit you not, dude.
This is the saddest Ocean's 11 ever. You're just like,
there's $25 unaccounted for in the back.
It's just me. $10
of petty cash in the back.
No, for $2,200. And that was so much money at 18 years old. I was like, oh my God, dude, $2,200. And I knew exactly when they.
How could you do it?
I was going to come out with a screwdriver under my shirt being like, stick him up. And I knew the manager, like I knew the guy, his name was Kevin. And I was going to be like, give me that bag. And it was a little lock. It was a zipper lock bag, like a leather bag that was zipper with a lock on it that you bring to the bank. And I hadn't thought anything beyond, I didn't even know how I was going to get that bag open. I have a feeling even if I got that bag from him, it was going to end up me just throwing the bag away.
Just covered in blue paint.
Right.
Wait, did you have a ski mask?
I had a ski mask. I stole the ski mask from the mall.
What was his name?
What made you decide not to do it?
I just chickened out.
You stole the ski mask?
I stole because I didn't want to have on record me buying supplies.
That would have changed your life if you did it and then went to jail.
Yeah, that would have been it.
That would have been it.
Yeah, it would have been it.
Isn't that funny? Like one thing.
One little
armed robbery.
If you weren't such a pussy, Lewis, none of us would be here right now.
One little armed robbery of a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. Changes the whole trajectory of your life.
Changes the game.
Yeah, I was in the bushes and I just chickened out.
Fuck yeah.
See if you
answer. There you go.
Yeah, dude. Chickened out.
Did you not think when you walked up and you're like, hey, give me the money? He wasn't going to be like
Lewis?
Lewis?
Yeah.
Who works here?
No. But he sounds like a great guy.
Well, that guy must have a huge dick.
Sounds like a real
and a screwdriver. Also, I mean, gun.
Give me a family bucket.
All right, don't give me the money. I will just take a 16-piece original recipe.
That's a gravy. You know how I like it. I mean,
what do you think is better?
Not me, but that guy Lewis probably really likes the gravy a certain way, and I bet it'd be great.
Dude, what do you think is? But you know what used to be amazing? They had the honey barbecue wings.
Let me say something. No, my mother invented the honey barbecue strips.
Yeah.
How did she do that?
Colonel Sanders stole it.
My mother fucked Colonel Sanders. Yeah.
He's like, watch.
But my mother just walked around.
I do say these are some fine chicken.
She's a heroin addict. She just she kicks her out of a moving car.
She signs an NDA. She's not.
My darling Clementine sure does enjoy her afternoon nap.
We all like sweets. We all like chicken.
How did she invent them?
She wakes up in the garbage. He threw her out of a stretch Rolls Royce.
Where are you, mother?
My mom
injected them.
She injected
them. Shooting them.
No, she would go when we'd go to KFC. She would ask for her chicken strips to be dipped in the honey barbecue sauce they were using for the wings years before they decided to start doing it. And she was the one who did it. And then I got the job. This is a year before I worked there. Then I worked there, and she would make me bring them to her regularly. Wow. And I was making them for everybody. Everybody loved them. And then all of a sudden, boom.
You think it got up? You think it got up to management?
I think it got up.
Do you think it got
up? I think it got up to management.
Wow. That's how they do it.
Dude, that happens a lot. Like, some guy invented a Big Mac, and they made $1 billion. He's like dead.
Is that really what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that happens all the time.
It was Bernie Mac, actually.
People's inventions.
Well, when you work for one of these companies, you sign a thing. Like when I worked, I talked about this recently. When I worked for Blockbuster Video, I signed an agreement that said if I were to like write a song or a movie while I worked for Blockbuster Video, Blockbuster Entertainment would own it.
Wow.
Like anything. Like if you write a poem, you're like that's theirs now.
Wow.
And you're just a 16-year-old kid. You're like, okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, KFC, that was like where I learned responsibility. That was my first like real job where I fucking.
You just had to rob them?
That's the craziest thing.
I loved it. I loved it.
Responsibility. You just had to rob them.
Now, what about
I was trying to teach them how to have a better security system.
What about it did you love?
I got all of my friends' jobs there as well. Mm. So it was just me and all of my friends. And then it was, I mean,
I love how you were hanging out with a bunch of people. You're like, does anyone not want to work at KFC? And they were like, no, of course not. We're all absolute abject losers. But we'd love to work.
Fast food is a fun place to work when you're like 16.
Yeah, we were 16, yeah. 17. You're just
Stealing shit.
Just eating fucking shitty KFC. Yeah. I mean, I lived off of KFC.
Yeah.
We'd steal money regularly because you know the pricing of everything. So somebody would order something and you'd charge them for like a small macaroni and cheese and you'd pocket the $30. Mm. But overall, it was just a fun work.
This was kind of before everything had cameras, right? Wasn't this before like the surveillance
tape? There was cameras, but with surveillance tapes back then, like,
it was hard to see.
I mean, it was like you had to actually go through tape. It was like a fucking guy in a room, like fucking.
Right.
It was just a different time. Somebody had to like be stealing something. You had to go back for that timestamp, look for a specific thing. It's not digital. It's not really easy. You're actually fast forwarding and rewinding real tape.
Those jobs too. It's like. Every month someone gets fired for like stealing like 10 grand or something. There was just like a manager who was like shifting the books. So you're like, all right, I'm not going to take $100. They'll never even notice.
Yeah, we would steal all the time. We'd steal food for the most part. We would just like eat nonstop. But there was one chick there. I mean, it was like me and all my friends that were like 16, 17 years old. And we were just like, it was kind of a fun job. It was like, you know, just being idiots. And then there was one woman who like had like two kids who worked there.
She's like 45. It's sad.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, dude.
I know.
And whatever, like, I hated her.
Yeah,
like,
you're chilling. Fucking chicken
out. I know. Dude, I hated this bitch.
Poor girl. had two jobs.
This woman.
She goes, quit your jibber jabber. And you're like, ugh.
shut up, Gene. If I'm going to hit her in the head with a chicken wing.
You fucking fat loser.
Dude, I hated this woman. And I got to be honest with you, like, thinking back, like, I just didn't like her fucking face. She was a little bit of a bitch, but she should have been. She was working at KFC at 45.
It's a sad life.
Her life sucks.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Because some people, like, are happy as fuck in that type of situation.
You think so?
There are some people out there, like, and I knew them, where, like, they get high all day.
Yeah.
Mm. They're just fucked up all day. They work at KFC. They get free food. They go home. They sit on a dirty couch. They watch TV. It's not the worst.
There's a freedom.
It's bad.
There's a freedom in that, right? Because I remember my own time in my own life.
There's a freedom in giving up.
Well, it's not even so much giving up, but never even getting on
the horse.
Like, never, forget giving up.
Right.
Never even.
Good point.
Never even trying.
Like, you're not even on the track.
I didn't believe up until a few years ago that there was a path to real success. Up until maybe, you know, less than a decade ago, but like maybe 5-6 years ago, right? That it was like, it was sort of this blind thing. I was like, I hope I'm moving in the right direction, but there was no path to real success. And the idea of making real money or owning a house or having anything substantial was kind of foreign. It wasn't like something like, I was like, I'll probably never own a house, like in my mind. And then, you know, something, and there's the freedom in that though. There's almost like, oh, cool. Well, this is sort of where I'm at, and this is my life. And if you're not dreaming any bigger than that, you don't feel like you're failing. You feel like you're sort of succeeding at failing, you know? And if you're dreaming bigger, you're sort of failing at achieving that dream regularly. Like right now, you have a bigger dream than you're currently achieving. You have a bigger dream than you're currently, but we're sort of going for that. You sort of feel like you're failing, right? Like regularly, like, fuck, dude, I'm failing. I'm not getting that. And I think it's easy sometimes to just be like, yeah, dude, I have a shit job that I hate, but I fucking show up to it every day. I pay my rent every day. I don't have any bigger aspirations. And that, you know, it's, you know, look, the reality is I think what I take from
and
all
then
that
you
is.
Invent the Crunchwrap Supreme and they steal it from you. You know, like, how hilarious is that? You're like, I invented, like, I've spent 5 years at this company testing every concoction, configuration of food. I invent the Crunchwrap Supreme. You make $1 billion off it.
All right.
Can we do one Does It Live before I leave?
I was going to do We have a fan script, fan fiction.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I have one update real quick with the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. So far the judge has dismissed the lowest charge and the sixth charge, which is possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under the age of 18. That's been dismissed.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the judge is coming in for Kyle hard.
How is that even the night?
The judge is like, he's like, hey, bro.
A gun. This is the one thing. We know that one sticks.
Yeah.
Nah, and he just threw the bullets at them.
Hard. I think he was 18.
Yeah.
Like, no.
The judge is like calling him son. He's like, son, listen.
Chief, don't worry about it, chief.
He goes, yeah, hey, buddy. We'll be back in a verdict. He goes, this won't take long. Don't worry about it.
Shannon, how is
you'll be on Twitch by this afternoon. Don't worry about it, kid.
He will be tweeting at me. I'll be like deleting it.
Right, so there's
would you have him on your show?
No.
No, you couldn't? It's you couldn't.
I could, but I don't know what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Pussy.
I mean,
Shannon,
what would you talk to him about?
I have no idea. How are you feeling? Like
you want to be a cop?
It's what's like, it feel like to take someone's life?
Here's the deal. I don't want to. I think you need cops, but like,
yeah.
I don't want to have somebody there being like, "I love the cops."
Yeah, no,
who crazy. Gives a fuck?
Yeah. Shannon, who is playing who here? Because we're gonna wrap on this.
Okay, so there are five actors: Lewis, James, Bobby, Hutch, a blogger, and Simon. So one person's gonna have to play two roles.
Well, Shannon, why don't you play somebody?
I can. I'll narrate.
The narrator.
Yeah.
So Natalie.
Oh, Natalie can do it.
Natalie can play.
I love this. Is like the least talented people in the world write this.
Yeah, oh. Well, I've not read it.
Wait, this is the kid who has to read the lines.
Kid, this is the kid with Down syndrome. He wrote this before he got shot.
So there's five roles plus the narrator?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the smallest role?
It's called title.
Yeah. That's the whole front is just a template that they didn't fill out.
Great.
Great. Copyright 2020.
So we'll say I'll be me.
Can I be blogger?
You can be the blogger. So who's Simon?
Oh, God. This is horrible.
This is terrible. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, it's already hard.
Zach, you want to play Baby James?
Simon, what's his fucking name?
Is that Seth Simons? We don't know. We're going to see what happens.
It's a little on the nose, isn't it?
Let's see.
All right. I've decided instead of this, let's have Mel Rittenhouse on.
All right, go. Ready?
All right, so Colin will be
solution
Bobby.
To the country.
So Kyle.
Colin's Bobby.
It'd be funny to have Mon just talk about like fast food.
Yeah.
Be like, bro, you like T-Bell?
Colin.
Yeah,
You're Bobby Hutch.
All right,
Shannon,
okay.
Go.
Interior, shitty apartment, night. A spindly man is hunched over his keyboard, and the only light in the room emanating from his monitor. We see his face, a puby beard covering a non-existent jawline, piggish eyes, and caterpillars for eyebrows.
Gah! I can't stand this any longer. People laughing, having fun, being entertained is vile. Comedy should be about making social progress, not jokes. Ah, what can I do? On the monitor is a Twitter account of one Louis J. Gomez.
Wait, I think that's the...
There's nothing that says narrator.
No, it's
sorry.
Fine.
Sorry, Shannon.
It's okay. On the monitor is the Twitter account of one Louis J. Gomez, podcaster, entrepreneur, and aspiring open micer. The blogger scrolls down to see a picture of Lewis and his son and grins, hatching a plan. Interior, sedan, day. I don't know what that means. Lewis J.
Inside of a car. I mean, Jesus, Shannon.
Oh, I didn't know that it's in a car.
In the daytime.
Lewis J. Gomez sits in the backseat of an Uber, speaking loudly into his phone.
Wow.
Dave, doggy, I'd really love to get into the finer points of practically applying Keynesian economics. Keynesian economics in a globalized market, but I... Hey, dipshit! What the fuck are you doing? Follow the goddamn directions. I have a fucking show to tape.
Lewis casually hangs up the phone without saying goodbye and calls Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy, I'm 3 minutes away. Don't let Shannon out of her cage until I get there. She's already out. What the fuck? I just said fill up her hamster water thing and she'll be fine. Everybody today. Jesus, fuck.
Lewis hangs up and the car pulls up to the curb. Lewis hops out and heads inside. Across the street, the blogger is watching through binoculars.
That's right. Go record your racist podcast. It will only make your undoing more certain. Ha, 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 ha.
Exterior, Gas Digital Studios, later that day.
It's a lot of direction in the script.
Lewis exits the building and his phone rings.
Ultimate Minority speaking. What's up, doggy?
I have your son, James, Lewis Gomez. Come find me and retrieve him if you can. Click.
Baby James! Also, you forgot the J.
Lewis sprints back inside, frantic, running directly into the handsome and charming Bobby Hutch as he exits
Did
his
Bobby
office.
Write this?
I think so.
Big dick Bobby.
Lewis, what's wrong? Alice in your nightmares again?
Bobby, someone has James. I need you to trace this number. I'm going to tear his arms off and beat him to death with him. Gah!
Lewis chucks his phone at Bobby. He plugs it into his laptop. A video of Lewis's dick immediately pops up.
Fuck, my bad. Not a bad hang, though, right?
Dude.
Find him, Bobby.
A moment passes and then a ding.
He's in a warehouse building down by the Hudson.
Bobby scribbles the address down and hands it to Lewis, who bolts out the door. He runs into the street, kicks a douchebag off his Kawasaki Ninja, and burns rubber down the avenue.
Shannon, that's Kawasaki.
Kawasaki.
Kawasaki. Go ahead.
No, that's wrong.
I'm kidding.
Cut to exterior warehouse. Lewis hops off the bike, letting it fall to the ground, and bursts through the door of the warehouse. His son is tied up over a vat of bubbling liquid, and the blogger stands on the catwalk above him.
Simon, Seth. Wait, I think Simon is the blogger.
Yeah.
God damn it, Shannon. Simon, Seth, I should have known your faggoty voice, even through that shit distortion. Rah! This is you, still Tim.
Oh, I flipped the switch.
Oh, that's not my fault.
I flipped the switch, and your son will be dropped into a female hormone solution, allowing him to begin his transition. Ha ha ha, Lewis. You cannot stop me. You'll soon understand advanced gender theory, whether you like it or not.
Simon hits it, and James begins to fall in slow motion.
Baby James, the rattlesnake is coming.
Lewis leaps in a 40-foot arc over the vat, grabbing James from midair and landing on the catwalk with Simon.
How?
I'm the motherfucking Puerto Rican rattlesnake, fighting style Hector.
Lewis bitch slaps Simon with his left hand.
This fucking rules, by the way, guys. This is awesome.
It's coming together.
And Simon's head snaps to the side.
Fighting style, rattlesnake.
Lewis hits Simon with a devastating overhand right, knocking some teeth and an eyeball free of his skull.
Ooh, impressive.
Fighting style, murder.
Lewis pulls out a kitchen knife and stabs Simon in the gut a dozen times, then kicks his corpse through the wall.
I'm sorry you had to witness all that, James. Did he hurt you?
No, Dad. I knew you'd come save me. Plus, I could probably roll him up like a pretzel if I had to, even as a trick.
The two fist bump and Lewis's phone rings again.
B. Hey, yeah, I have James. Now he's fine. Another blogger tried to kidnap him and turn him into a girl. Third time this month, I know.
Lewis hangs up, they walk out the front door, and the building explodes all cool-like.
Hell yeah.
You know how they do it in the movies with the sunglasses and the slow walk? Yeah, you get it. Fade out. And this is from Rob.
That's beautiful. Give it up for author's name.
Whoever wrote that should continue.
That was title.
Write a feature.
Author's name.
Write a feature.
Listen,
don't waste it.
He finished it. More than I've ever done.
He literally, he's done as much as I've done with script writing in the industry.
I honestly have never even tried.
In
all fairness,
he downloaded the program. I'm impressed.
That could be on SNL.
He did a good job.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not.
All right, look, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The great Tim Dillon, the great Colin Turrell. You guys rule. Obviously, go follow them and support them and everything they do. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of The Real Ass Podcast. Good night.
That's all, folks.